Now when I click on manager, it will actually open up the CRM for me, and I can learn more about, so I'm just going to pick this up and mute it real quick. And now you can see all you want to know about the company's information. Really useful. This is simply one click away from VG Dial. And again, it automatically takes the phone number that you're on and looks it up. So you don't have to even enter anything. You just have to click it and it'll open up the CRM. But again, this only works when you're actually on a phone call. If you're not on a phone call, it won't populate anything. Okay? Really cool, really easy access to our CRM. TO Spanish and TO English are utilized at the end of your script. When you actually have a TO and you get a yes to the tie down, you see how it says only after yes, select TO English or select TO Spanish. You see that? So this is a moment where you're going to select one of these two options for you. Most of us will be clicking TO English, right? None of us speak Spanish. But to Andrew's point, well, what if I'm talking to somebody that has broken English, broken Spanish, and they want a Spanish speaker? That's when you would click on TO Spanish, okay? Cool. I don't want to confuse you, but I just want to show you the process of how this works, okay? When you click on TO English, that will then ping the chat space that all the closers are working in. Let me open this up here, okay? So you can see it. See how it says these little boxes right here? Boxes, okay? So when somebody clicks on TO, this box will appear, and it will say, hey, Will has a transfer over, all right? And a little button here for me to claim that TO. Once I claim it, no other closer will take it, and everybody knows that I'm the closer that's going to take the call. In addition to that, the opener, in this case will also be notified of who to send it to, okay? So let me just show you this so you can see it real quick, right? I'm an opener right now. I got to the end of my script. Right? You see value in this, right? I'm sure you consider moving forward, right? Great. I got my yes. Watch this. I click TO English. Okay? What happens for me is I get a TO sent successfully page. So now I know my TO was sent successfully. I can close this out. Okay? If for whatever reason I misclicked it, I can click cancel TO and it will cancel the TO. Okay? You see here what the closer receives is this little box. Andrew Franklin needs coverage. If they click on claim TO, what happens for me is, watch this, wait for it, a little box pops up and says, hey, the closer at 263 is claiming your TO. That's how you know as an opener which extension to send it to. Make sense? Okay? So I know it's a little bit confusing. Don't worry. We'll do some mock phone calls. We'll practice how to transfer the call. We'll practice how to click the button before you ever make a real phone call, okay? But I just want to show this to you so you have an idea of how it works where you as an opener, we want to spend as much time in VICI Dial, and so that's why we've given you these tools where from VICI you can access CRM. From VICI you can communicate you have a TO, and you can keep working out of VICI and keep pitching, all right? So after the TO has been claimed from these two things, I'm then able to transfer the phone call, which we'll learn about later today, all right? But for now, I just wanted to show you how the TOs work, okay? Any questions for me about manager or the TO buttons? Cool. Part call, IVR part call, never going to use, so don't worry about these two. Transfer conference. This is only going to light up pink when you're on a phone call. If I'm not on a phone call, you won't be able to click conference, transfer, okay? When I'm transferring a phone call, this will be at the very end of the phone call at the script when I'm ready to transfer over the phone call, okay? In order to do so, I will click the transfer conference button, and this new box will populate at the bottom. Again, I know it looks like a lot. We're only using three or four things here, really simple. I'll go over this with you guys in a little bit after our break, okay, and how we transfer our calls. But essentially, you enter in the extension here, and we make a phone call to the closer, okay? It's very straightforward. That's how we transfer over the phone call, okay? Below transfer conference, yeah, there is a question. Excuse me.
So, Andrew, if we want to transfer the call to a specific person, oh, we don't have to do the TO English, we just need to send it on direct message, is that how it works?
Essentially, yeah, right? So like, let's say I want to transfer it over to somebody directly, right? Then instead of putting TO in here, which essentially says, I have a TO, first closer, first come, first serve, right? I would DM the person directly here, right? And go, you know, this is obviously the orientation chat space, but let's say I was communicating directly with Amy, for example, or OJ, right? I would just open the chat and be like, hi, you know, Nareez, are you free for a TO? Like that, right? And then you get the yeah, great, and then you can send it over. Now, obviously, you'll know the extension by this time because you've been working with agents for a while now, but if for some reason you don't know the extension, then you want to ask for the extension, right? What is your extension? Yeah? Cool. Again, I encourage you guys to start off by just sending your TOs into the main TO space so you guys can learn how to do that. But again, I'm not going to fault you if you feel like you know a closer or maybe you've created a dynamic or you have some exploration about them that you think would be a good fit. It's great. You can send it over directly to somebody. Okay? Cool. Hang up customer. Hang up customer does exactly what you think it does. It hangs up on the customer. Oh, yeah. Question.
Can you go over that again? The extension. The sending directly to an extension, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So the process you want to follow is when you have a TO, you click the TO button. Okay? What will happen is a box will appear with the extension. Remember we saw that a second ago, 263? I'm going to show you just one more time, okay? If I click on TO, it says TO sent successfully. I'm going to have a closer claim it real quick. Great. And what you see here is 263, box. So now that you have an extension, you're going to copy it. You're going to go to transfer conference, enter the extension here so you can transfer the call. That's going to be your normal process, okay? That's what I want everybody to follow. What Nariz is asking is, okay, well, after I pass my evaluation and after I know the closers, if I want to send my TO directly to a closer for some reason, right? How do I do that instead of putting it a TO in here? Well, in order to do that, you want to DM the closer directly via your chat space, right? Hey, Nariz. Hey, Abdul. Hey, Joe. I have a TO. Are you free? Yes. Great. What's your extension, right? So just as I was typing in this chat space here, hey, are you free for a TO? Great. What's your extension? Whatever they send it to me, I'll now enter it here. Oh, their extension is 998. Great. And then now I can transfer the TO to. Does that make sense? Yeah. But again, that's after your evaluation. I wouldn't worry about communicating TOs and try to send directly. Keep it simple for yourself, right? The process is you have a TO, click TO English, wait for the box to pop up, enter the extension, transfer it over. Yeah, there is.
Does agent hyperlink work as well, and just same with my past experience?
You mean agent view over here?
Yeah, the agent here on the bottom, the transfer table, the agent hyperlink.
Oh, this agent hyperlink? Yes, absolutely it does. I was just about to get to that. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. No worries. So, the again,
one more question.
You're okay.
One more question. Once you enter the extension in the column you highlighted, what's the next action button to go?
Great question. So I'm actually going to cover this after break because it gets a little bit tricky, and I want to make sure we're doing it together when you're doing your mock calls. But essentially, you want to click on four things. Extension, consultative, dial with customer, and leave 308 call. But again, we'll go over this together after break. It's a little bit tricky, and we don't have enough time right now to go over it. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question, Abdul. So what Nariz was asking about is there's two links on VichyDial that you can utilize to help you give you a better idea of what the extension you're transferring to. By clicking on the agent's hyperlink, it'll give you a list of the agents that are currently online and available to take your call. Everyone in blue will be ready, okay? Now, this is not mandatory because you're just starting off and you're brand new. So right now, you just get a little pop-up box with the extension and you put it in here. But over time, when you get more comfortable, you learn your script, you learn your pitch, when you get the extension, you can click on agents, see the extension name, and go, great, I got Eduardo here for you. Great, I got Ben here for you. Great, I got Paul. Give me 1 second. And you can actually introduce the closer by name because you now know who that person is, right? So this is a list of all the extensions of all the available agents that are on calls right now. Available will be the ones in blue, right? Blue. Okay? Cool. Nice. Yeah, Eddie's great. He's really strong. He speaks Spanish, as you know, though, right? So if you do have a Spanish TO, Eddie's really strong, absolutely. But I wouldn't send TOs to Eddie if they're English-speaking, just so you guys are aware, okay? But yeah. They're all good for in different ways, different reasons, all that kind of stuff, yeah. On the right side here, you'll see Agent View, which is this button right here, okay? This gives you an idea, again, of all the different available agents that are available and their extensions also. Another thing that I don't recommend having open, you don't really need it until you get well-versed with your TOs, and you get more comfortable with it. Then you're like, hey, I want to know who I'm sending it to. Like, what's extension 544? Oh, that goes to John Hill. Okay, got it. So now I can introduce, hey, Joe, guess what? I got John on the line. 1 moment. Dial with customer, right? Otherwise, agent view and agents, guys, you don't really need it when you're first starting off. That's why I don't really go into them until later on. But Nariz asked, so I want to explain so you guys are aware. Okay? Cool. All right, so last thing on the left side here, hang up customer, as we talked about. this disconnects the call. Okay, so if I'm done with the phone call, I click